Okay, we are beginning the new parak here on Ted Amud Aleph from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hareni Nazir min ha-Gugrot u min ha-Dvela. First thing it says, I'm a Nazir from Gugrot, the dried dates, min ha-Dvela from dried figs, and then from Dvela, I'm in a dried date. So dried figs and dried dates have nothing to do with Nazirut. So Bechami Omrim Nazir. Bechami says he's a Nazir. The Gemara is going to discuss why Beit Shammai says that he's a Nazir, but the easiest way to understand it is that he's making a statement of Nazirut, and then afterwards he's trying to either reverse it or change it, and it doesn't work. So therefore, he's a Nazir here at Tosu. So here brings from the Tosefta that Gugros and Devela are really Kineyei Kinuyim, since the word Devela is also used for the word Tirosh, or their exchangeable words. Therefore, he's using a Kinoy for Yayin, and that's why it works over here. But that's not the understanding of our Gemara. And we'll see in the Gemara why Beit Shammai says it's a Nazir. Beit Shammai may not Nazir. That's not a type of Nazirut. I mean, that's one thing if you say I'm a Nazir from a Yayin or a Geffen when you include items that belong to Nazirut. But over here, you're not talking about Nazirut at all. So Beit Shammai says he's not a Nazir. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Ach, Shamba Beit Shammai lo Amru, ela ba Omer Hare Alai Karban. And actually, over here, there are two ways to learn this. The way the Mefarsh seems to learn it is that he actually has to say Hare Alai Karban, that it's he can only restrict Grugrot and Devela when he says specifically that these are restricted to me in the Lashon of Hare Alai Karban, whereas Tosfos and the Rosh, which seems to be the more simple interpretation, say that Rabbi Yehuda says when he uses the term Nazir, he doesn't mean Nazir in the sense that we think of a Nazir, but Nazir can also mean Mufurash, to separate. And he's actually taking a Nezer to separate himself from Gugros and Tevela. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda believes that when Beit Shammai says over here that he's a Nazir, that it doesn't mean that he's a Nazir, but it means he's Nadur, that he's restricted from getting Hanah from the Gugros and the Tevela, because it doesn't function as a Nazir, it only functions as a regular Nezer over here. Now the Gemara asks, Harini Nazir mina Gugros or mina Tevela? I'm restricted. Right, they use the Lashon of Mishnah, Beit Shammai Nazir. V'amai? Why is he a Nazir over here? Mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin. But we know that a Nazir is only restricted from grape products and from wine. So why should mentioning Gugros and Devela have any impact on the fact that he is, right, a Nazir over here? Why should he be a Nazir? So, Amar Rachman Beit Shammai Sarilo ki Rabbi Meir. Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. The Amar Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Livatala. A person does not speak in vain. So this is a Rabbi Meir's position is found in Erechin and other places, where a person uses a Lashon that is not functioning in that area. First of all, he says Erech about, Erech means that a person assigns a value that the Torah leaves out for certain ages. So say he says a value about a person that is below the age where you are required to bring any value from 1 month. So generally we would say that he's just, he didn't know, or he means to say nothing. Rabbi Meir says, no, when a person speaks, they mean to say something. So when the statement that they make is meaningless, we try to assign the most plausible meaning to it. And same thing over here. When he says, there any Nazir, mina Gugros, mina Devela, right, that's, in some senses, a meaningless statement, because a Nazir is not Shayach, is not relevant to Gugros and Devela. So then Rabbi Meir says, well, if an Adam will say the Rav Batala, let's look at what the most plausible explanation is that Harini Nazir, that he is a Nazir, and that the Gugros and Devela are extraneous or extra words here, and they're not meaningful in that sense. So that's why Beit Shammai believes that he is a Nazir, right? Beit Hillel Sari Laki Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Shilo holds like Rabbi Yossi, that Amar, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, that we look at the total statement of the individual. Actually, in the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi in general, it's Ach, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, even in his closing words, do we see or understand what a person is trying to do. I mean, that we have to look at the full statement. We can't parse the statement out to say, oh, like Rabbi Meir, that he isn't saying Levatala because he's saying Harini Nazir, so we say, oh, that's what's relevant here, and then Gugros and Devela falls away. We have to look at the total statement he made. If he made a total statement over here, then we have to understand what he meant by that total statement. So therefore, what do we have here? V'hai neder u'pitcho imo. He took a neder, and then he's taking within the same breath, he's reversing himself, meaning that he is taking a neder, upitcho imo, and he's actually undermining the neder that he took. And therefore, we have nothing, meaning that he took a neder, but within Toch de Dibor, Right? He said, minagros, minadavela, which are not relevant to nizirut. And therefore, there is no nizirut here. He took a neder, he did take a neder nizirut, but he reversed it before the neder nizirut ever took effect. And since he reversed it before it ever took effect, it's as if there is no neder nizirut here. Now, the example of where we see Rabbi Yossi is actually by a case of tumura, where a person is trying to exchange an animal. He has an olah and a shlamim in front of him, and then he says about an animal that's in front of him, harizu tumurat olah shlamim. He says that this is an exchange, this animal that's standing, that chulin that's standing in front of me, is an exchange for the olah and shlamim that are over there. So there we have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir, says tafas lashon rishon, that whatever he said first is relevant, and therefore if he said olah first, then the tumura is an olah. If he said shlamim first, it's shlamim. And the second statement that he makes is a reversal, and he can't reverse that which he said first. Rabbi Yossi says, no, after Gemara Dvarav Adam Nipas, that we look at the total statement. This individual wants to create an animal that's half shlamim and half olah. He has no way to do that by saying it in a single word, so he says it sequentially. And when he says, Areni Reizu Tumurat Olah Ushlamim, he means that for this animal to be both an olah and a shlamim. Obviously, that's not possible for an animal to be both, so what do? We sell the animal, and half the proceeds go towards an olah, and half the proceeds go towards a shlamim. But we see over there when Rabbi Yossi says, after Gemara Dvarav Anon Nitpas, that we make his words relevant, both the first part of the statement and the second part of the statement relevant. Whereas over here in our Gemara, we're saying that the statement becomes meaningless when we look at his total statement. So the Mefarish over here, and Tosfos, try to explain why when we speak of Rabbi Yossi over here, it's different than the Rabbi Yossi we encounter in Temura. So the Mefarish gives what seems to be the simple explanation is that in the case of Temura, by looking at both of his statements, we are able to accomplish what he said. He has a statement of Temurat Olah Shlamim. Can we make those both come true? The answer is yes. Since we can make them both come true, therefore we say that his total statement is true, both the first part and the end part. But over here in our Gemara, there's no possibility. They're mutually exclusive because he has a neder upitzkol yimo. So there's no possibility of making the first and last statement come true. They both can't be functional. Since they both can't be functional, therefore we say that his statement is meaningless. That's the way the Mefarish learns. On the other hand, Tosfos learns no otherwise. That in the case of Temura, where he says, Harezu Temurat Olah Shlamim, by definition, an Olah and a Shlamim, right, are Sotrim Zedzeh. They are mutually exclusive. You can't be both an Olah and a Shlamim. Since you can't be an Olah Shlamim, we try to bring meaning to both of his statements of Olah Shlamim. We make the animal both an Olah Shlamim, sell it, and then divide its value. But in our case over here, when we say Nazir, Minagrugos, and Nevela, we don't have to say that they're so treated, that they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. We can explain his total statement as saying, Kamifaresh, Mifarshi Lemule. That he's explaining his first statement. Right? You can't say by the Olah Shlamim when he says, Harezu Tumrat Olah Shlamim, that the Shlamim is coming to explain the Olah. Because Shlamim and Olah have nothing to do with each other. But over here, we can say that the Grugras and the Baylor are coming to explain that which the Nazir, that which the word Nazir meant. And that means that it was Nader Upitcho Imam. So it seems to me only a little different that the Mefarish says that the default situation, right, is that we try to be Mikhaim Koldvarov, that we try to make all of his words come true, and therefore you're going to have an Olah Shlamim. Our case of here, Nazir is an exception because they're mutually exclusive. The statement of Nazir and Vela, Grogos and Vela, are mutually exclusive, and therefore they cannot be, the default can't be to make them both come true because that's impossible. As Tosfos seems to say, that the default is our case of here, Nazir. The default is that we try to say that his second statement is explaining his first statement. But in a case where it's impossible to have his second statement explain his first statement, then we say, oh, let's try to figure out how to make his total statement come true. But nevertheless, what we have here is a machlokes between Hillel and Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, like Rabbi Meir, that a person doesn't speak in vain. He doesn't explain it, speak in vain. The most plausible way to explain, or maybe most relevant way to explain his statement, is that he is a Nazir here. Whereas Beit Hillel is saying, no. Bell says that we look at, where you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that says, Afu Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. So we look at his total statement, and his total statement over here, when he said, Migrozim in the Veiloh, was a petach, or in some sense a reversal of what he said earlier as Nazir, and therefore he has neder pitchoimo, and he is not a Nazir. The Mar asks, well, Ulu Beit Shammai nami neder pitchoimo, why doesn't Beit Shammai feel, why does Beit Shammai say that if you want to make his words relevant, right, then he becomes a Nazir? Why don't we make his total statement relevant? Like Rabbi Meir says, in adam motzi dvar lebatal, and over here he's saying a neder, u pitchoimo. Why can't we say that? Why the Gemara goes back over here and says that Rabbi Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir? We know that they hold like Rabbi Meir. They said that above. So the Tosfos mentions that they're coming to reemphasize here that they hold like Rabbi Meir. They now demotzit v'arav batala, and he became a nazir. Meaning that the way Beit Hillel believes neder pitchumimo means that the nazirut was never chal. Because toch k'day dibor, before he ever finished the statement of nazir, he had a petach. He said, min ha'develim in yagoros. He undermined the nazirut, or the neder nazirut that he took. By undermining that neder nazirut, it never came into effect. Whereas Beit Shammai believes, no. When we say in Adam, motzit v'arav batala, then we have to make each statement relevant. And therefore, when he says there any nazir, he becomes a nazir. Then afterwards, he wants to try to reverse it by saying, mina gruris, mina devela. That doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? Damar, and damar to medel batalva, came in damar, harini nazir, havale nazir. He becomes a nazir. Ki gamar, mina gruris, mina devela, li chulehu. He's trying to create a petach. He's trying to reverse the net there. Who the kati, who beit shama le tamayu, and beit shama is going according to his own reason. Damar, ain't shayla le hektesh. That we can't, when by comes to hektesh, or even hektesh, where you make a mistake, we don't reverse Nidre Hektesh. And same thing with the Kaven Dein Shelab Hektesh, Ein Shelab Nizira. Just like there's no reversal of Nidarm that have to do with Hektesh, there's also no reversal of Nizirut, because Nizirut is in the category, quote-unquote, of Hektesh. Both the Mefarish and the Tosfos quote the Pasuk by the Nazir that says, Kadoshia Gadol Perek. Right, that when the Nazir takes the Nidre Nizirut, we say that he is Kadosh, that he will be Kadosh, and therefore he will grow his hair out. So the word kadosh is used by the nazir, and since the word kadosh is used by the nazir, we're going to equate him to the halachos of hektesh. And just like by hektesh, there's no such thing as a taras nedarim, there's no such thing as nidre tos, same thing with nidre nizirut. So that's going to become the pivotal distinction between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai here. According to Beit Hillel, the nidre nizirut never takes effect. Never takes effect because they hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says we look at the total statement. If we look at the total statement over here, Mina Gros Mina Devela comes to Mimim Farish, explain what he meant by Nazir. And that means that he has Neder Upitcho Imo. Since he has Neder Pitcho Imo, it's as if the Nazirus was never came into effect. But Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir that in Adam Motzit Devarav LeBatala. He doesn't say anything in vain, or meaning that he doesn't say anything unnecessarily. So when he speaks, we have two statements. Harini Nazir, that works. Now he's a Nazir. Oh, you say Mina Gros Mina Devela? Well, now he wants to reverse. That's also true. He wants to have a Petach, a Nether. He wants to reverse his Nether. So that should work, but this is an exceptional case. Nazir is an exceptional case where you cannot reverse a Nether, and therefore Beit Shammai believes he is a Nazir, and Beit Hillel says that he is not a Nazir. Now, the Gemara continues, well, Beit Hillel can also, doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Yossi, but Beit Hillel can hold Ki Rabbi Shimon, Beit Hillel Savri Ki Rabbi Shimon, that's not. Shimon Potter, Shlon Yitzna Dave, Kiderach HaMitnadvim. If a person makes a statement in a way that's not a normal way to create a neder, we believe that his statement is washed away. It's not considered a real neder or nidava. So here, when he says, Harei Nazir Min HaGros Min HaDevela, that's not the normal way to accept the neder nizirut. So when we look at that, we say that it's this, he said nothing. That'll be the explanation of the Beit Hillel now. Not like we just said above, that neder upit cho'imo, that we look at his total statement, and his statement is meaningful in its entirety, and that's why you have neder upit cho'imo. Now we're going to the other extreme. We're saying that his statement is totally meaningless, because he was not mitnadev kinerach mitnadvim. He did not, we'll see that on the second half of the day, exactly what it means, but since he did not speak the normal way that people speak, or in a way that makes sense, it's as if he said nothing. So therefore, he's not a nazir according to Beit Hillel, because he said nothing, because he didn't formulate the neder nizirut in the proper fashion. Whereas Beit Shammai says he's a nazir because, one, we hold like Rabbi Meir, that everything a person says is meaningful, so now he's a nazir. He said Mina Gros Mina Devela, we want to make those meaningful and reverse his neder. That you can't do, because Ein Shela Ben Nizirus. There's no way to reverse the neder nizirus once it's taken effect. So Mark continues on the Yomud Bet. Matnitan Veloki Hai Tana. Our Mishnah is not like this Tana. Who's this Tana? The Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer. Rav Tu Lashanos and Rabbi Natan, and they both don't sound like our Mishnah. The Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Nadur Vinazir. In this case, he both, according to the way Tosos and the Mefarish learn here, he's both had a neder, meaning that he's also in Devela and Gregorus, Vinazir, and he's also a Nazir. Ubet Elamim Nadur. That it functions like a neder, that when he says there are any nazir, mina gros, mina devela, it functions as a neder. So So he's also in Grogos and Nevela, but ain't Nazir, and he's not a Nazir. Bechame Sabri lo ki Rabbi Meir uki Rabbi Yehuda. Bechame holds like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Yehuda. They hold like Rabbi Meir that when a person makes a statement, everything he says is meaningful. So therefore, when he said Arani Nazir, he's a Nazir. And they hold like Rabbi Yehuda that when you make such a statement, right, when you make such a statement, it means it means that you're taking a neder and not a nizirus, and therefore he's both a nadur, I mean a gurus and a vela, and he is also a nazir. The Gerson Argumar is like Rabbi Yossi, although the Rosh and the Tosus have a Gerson Hillel Sabri like Rabbi Yehuda, which seems to make more sense that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold like the Rabbi Yehuda that when you make such a statement, it means that you are taking a nether. Not that you're taking these Jews, because Harani Nazir means Mofrash. I'm separated, I'm removed from these items, and therefore he's Nadur, Mina Gurgas, and Nevela. That's why the Mefarish and Tosfos learned it. The Rosh has an unusual pshat here when Beis Shammai say Nadur Vinazir, doesn't mean Nadur and a Nazir, he is a Nadur Nazir, but it means Nadur O Nazir. He's either Nadur or he is a Nazir, which Beis Hillel has held that he's only Nadur and not a Nazir at all. Now the reason that the Rosh makes some sense over here is because if you say that they hold like Rabbi Meir that we have to make a statement meaningful, right? Then once he says Arani Nazir, then we've used up the word Nazir already, and he is a Nazir. Mina Gros and Mina Vela now becomes tries to be a Pesach. It doesn't work. But if you say he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then you need the Arani Nazir to mean Harani Mufrash, that I'm separated and not Harani Nazir. The way that the Tosfot and the Mefarish are learning, they're saying that Harani Nazir functions twice. Wants to make him a Nazir, like Rabbi Meir, and wants to mean Harani Mufrash, like Rabbi Yehuda. So using the word Harani Nazir twice, whereas according to the Rosh, Harani Nazir is only used once. It's used either to create a Neder Nazirus, or to create a Neder Mina Grogros U Mina Dveilo. And the Rosh says, we ask him what he meant. What was he mean? And when he explains to us what he meant, then each one of those is equally plausible. Since it's equally plausible, we say either he is Nadur or Nazir. According to Beis Hillel, he's simply Nazur. Lishnach, we know another possibility of what Rabbi Natan says. Amrila Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Nadur Veinu Nazir. This is basically like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that Beit Shammai says he is Nadur, meaning that he is restricted in Grugros and Nevelo, Veinu Nazir, and he's not like your Nazir at all. Beit Hillel Omrim, Lo Nadur Velo Nazir. Beit Hillel says he's nothing. Beit Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you are, when you say Harani Nazir, it's already, as if he said Harani Mufrash, right? That's like the way Rabbi Yehuda explains Beit Shammai in our Mishnah. Beit Hillel, Rabbi Shimon, Beit Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, that you have nothing over here, that there's nothing going on. So these two Lishonos, the problem, they disagree with our Mishnah. And the second law shown, the fact that Beit Shammai still says that he's not a Nazir, obviously it goes against the Tanakhama, and our Mishnah says that he is a Nazir. And then the first Lashon of Rabbi Natan, it seems to go against our Mishnah, because over here we say Beit Hillel says that he's Nadur and not a Nazir, whereas in our Mishnah it says that Beit Shammai says ain't no Nazir, that he's not a Nazir at all, and Beit Shammai says he is a Nazir. It sounds like it doesn't address the word Nadur at all. So therefore, this Rabbi Natan does not hold like our Mishnah. Now, it's not Hatan. This is the Mishnah where we learn the lashon of Rabbi Shimon, that if you're not mitnadev, kiderech mitnadev, it doesn't work. So this is a Mishnah in Menachos, not Hatam. Omer arei alai mincha labi min ha-seorim. Person says, I'm going to bring a korban mincha from the seorim, from barley, right? Then yavi min ha-chitim, he brings it from wheat. Because minachot, or midve, voluntary minachot, only come from wheat. There are karbanei minachot that come from seorim, but that's a karban sota and a karban omer. Neither of those is relevant to someone who's coming to make a voluntary offering. So when he says that I'm going to bring a mincha from the seorim, right, then he has to bring it from the wheat. Kamach, if he says to bring it from flour, yavi solet, right, from hard flour, he has to bring it from fine flour. Why? Because all the karbanei mincha that are voluntarily brought come from solet. Shelo b'shem and ozono, he says I'm not going to bring it with oil or incense, frankincense, yavi b'shem and ozono, he has to bring it with it. Chati siron, if he says I'm going to bring a half siron, yavi siron shalem, it's bring a fully siron. Because the minimum for a voluntary, or minimum for a mincha is an yisaron. Yisaron of Mechzer says 1.5 yisaron, yavi shnayim, it's bring 2. So in each of these cases, the person is trying to bring a voluntary offering from a type of mincha that does exist, but it's not within the category of voluntary menachot. So again, he tries to bring a mincha from barley. The barley mincha does happen. It happens by mincha to omer and mincha sota, but those aren't relevant for a voluntary offering. There is such a thing as a mincha that comes min hakemach and not min hasolet. But again, that is by a karban chote, and that doesn't apply by to a voluntary offering. The same thing, shlo b'shemen ulevona. We do have minachot that come without shemen ulevona. That's a minchat chote again. But by voluntary offerings, you have to bring it with shemen ulevona. Chati yisaron, there is such thing as a mincha of a chati yisaron. That's a chavitin. That's the mincha that the kohen brings every day. That either a kohen brings when he becomes a kohen for the first time, or the kohen gadol brings every day. That's a chatzi siron, but that's again not relevant by voluntary offerings. So when he says any of these, we basically reinterpret his statement to say that he's bringing a mincha like a mincha should be brought. Rav Shimon says tvoter shaloni tadim kederach mitnavim. He just said something that's not relevant to voluntary offerings. Because he says something that's not relevant to voluntary offerings, it's as if he said nothing, and therefore he's not chayav to bring anything. Who is the Tanakamo of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says he doesn't bring anything, but yet the Tanakamo of this Mishnah says what? Says that you do bring, if you say that I'm going to bring a mincha from Sorim, he brings it from wheat. So Amar Chizkiyah b'machloket shnuyah, it's a machloket, and the author of our Mishnah is Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai of our Mishnah. What does Hashem love? Amrei Beit Shammai ki amrei mina grogers mina develo avi nozir. The Mishnah, our Tanakhama says in the Mishnah that when you make a nether nazirus that says mina grogers mina develo, we interpret your words to mean that he is a nazir, and we drop the grogers mina develo. Hachanami ki amrei mina sorim maybe mina chitim over else over here when he says harei alei mincha mina sorim, we say we take the harei alei mincha to be valid and we drop the mina sorim. So the way Chizkiya explains it. Is that Beit Shammai of our Mishnah? Beit Shammai of our Mishnah is the author or the Tanakhama of the Mishnah Minachot. Rabbi Yochanan argues on Chizkiya and says, "Afilu Tema Divrei Akel," that even Beit Hillel can agree to the Mishnah Minachot. That everybody agrees to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. Why? Bomer Ilei to Yodei She No Dream Kach Lo Nedarti Kach Elakach. When the person silly says, "I thought you could bring a mincha from Seorim," but he says, and he literally says this. Not that he's thinking it, but he literally says this. But he goes, had I known you couldn't bring an Sorim, I meant to bring it from Mechitim, meaning that I wanted to bring a Mincha, I just thought it could come from Sorim, from barley. But if it only comes from wheat, that's what I want. I want it to come from wheat. So when he says that, we say that's why his nether is valid over here. And even according to Beit Hillel, his nether will be valid. Because he's specifically saying that was his intent. So Amar Chizkiya make another statement, Lo Shanu L'Shar Minach Seorim. The only way this works is if he says it comes from the barley. If you take a mincha, it comes from barley. But he says, I'm going to bring a mincha from lentils, then it's as if he said nothing. Why? Because barley is relevant to the classification or the class of menachot, because there are menachot that come from barley. But when you're talking about adashim, when you're talking about lentils, they're not in the world of menachot. There's no mincha that comes from adashim. So Mara says, well, wow, this statement of Chizkiya is going to create a problem for the first statement of Chizkiya. Why? Michtei Chizkiya kaman mukim lalamas nisan kemei shamai. Who did Chizkiya set up the Mishnah in Menachos like he set it up like Beit Shammai? Vaha adashin legabi mincha kegugros legabi nozir damo. Right? In our Mishnah here, in Nozir, we say that Beit Shammai says he's a Nozir when he says already Nozir mina grugros and mina vela, and it's vela. Grogros and Devela have nothing to do with Nazir. And yet Beit Shammai still says that he's a Nazir. So why wouldn't, if that was the case, then the equivalent case in Menachot would be, if he says, I want to bring a mincha from lentils, then Beit Shammai, even in that case, if we equate it to our case over here, would agree that it should be a good mincha. So how come Chizkiya is saying that when you say, if it's from the lentils, it's no good at all? That doesn't work, because that's inconsistent now. Chizkiya is saying, well, Beit Shammai is the author of Mishnah Menachot. If they're the author of Mishnah Menachot, it should permit even lentils. Yet Chizkiya is making a statement that lentils don't work in the Mishnah Menachot. So we're Beit Shammai Abi Nezer. So Gemara says, Hadar Bei Chizkiya. Chizkiya went back. What did Chizkiya go back on? That is a Machlokas HaRishonim. And that will depend. You actually have to change the gear. So the way we'll read it like the Mefarish now, that the simple understanding of Hadar Bei Chizkiya, both Tosfos and the Rosh bring down the interpretation of the Mefarish based on the gear that we have in our Gemara, whereas they have a different gear, and we'll explain their position later on. So other Chizkiya went back on his statement, meaning that he does not set up the Mishnah Menachot like Beit Shammai of our Mishnah. Rather, he sets up the Mishnah Menachot like Beit Shammai of Rabbi Natan. Right? Beit Shammai of Rabbi Natan says, when Beit Shammai says, Hareini Nazir Min HaGugros Min Deveilo, that is a good neder. It's not a nazirut, but it's a good neder. So, by my hoder bay, why did Chizkiya reverse the position? Amarava masnis and kshite. The Mishnah Menachos was difficult to him. My area, the Tani Minasorim, why was the example that the Mishnah Menachos gave that he took a neder to bring a mincha from Seorim? Litnei min adoshim. If it was true that we could set up the Mishnah in Menachos like Beit Shammai of our Mishnah over here, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, then you could have written Min HaDoshim. You could have written from the lentils in the Mishnah Menachos. Why did only write Min HaSeorim? When Beit Shammai spoke over there, they were speaking like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, what does that mean, like Rabbi Yehuda? That it was only a good neder. So it's a good neder, then... When he says over here, already nazir mina grogus and avela, it means the equivalent of harini mufrash. I'm separated from grogus and avela. It's a good nether. So now, when we come to hare alai mina mincha, I'm going to bring a mincha. If he says min hasi'orim, if he says it's from the se'orim, then we say like over here, like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a nether. That's a good nether. And he brings a mincha from what the chitim, because seorim are relevant in that situation. Whereas if he says arei alai min ha'adashim, that's not in the world of menachot at all. If it's not in the world of menachot at all, then we're not going to say that he is going to bring a nether. So if you look in the mefarish, you can see this in the mefarish hader bechizkia. Right, Hadar Beit Chizkiya and Mefarish. You see that he says, Damar le'el Beit Shammai, he, above that, he said it was Beit Shammai, he's reversing that position. Right, Damar Shem, and it goes, Rabbi Nozzi, Elas, Haima, the Mukilat Beit Shammai, the Sarah Laki, Rabbi Noton, Kalishna Batra. He looks like Rabbi Noton and Lishna Batra. The Isle, the Beit Shammai, the Nadur, Veinu Nazir, Rabbi Yehuda. That he's Nadur, but not a Nazir. The Amar, the Omer, Hariah, like Harban, could grow Rus, the Dvela, Kulhu, B'nai, Nether, Ninhu. Because they make sense, make an edem. Since when he says about the seorim, hold b'nei ka'kravan into, since they are shayach, they are relevant to the class of mincha. Maybe mincha zom, mincha sota, lachiu darmina, and maybe minachitim. Then we say he brings minachitim. But if he says minadashim, that's not relevant at all to the category of. The category of Adashim at all. Right, so that's the way the Mefarish learned. Now, the Tosafot and the Rosh, they know, when it says Chader Be'Chizkiya, means that he reverses his position, he doesn't think it's like Beit Shammai at all, but he's going to reverse his position to be like Rabbi Yochanan, that if he was saying like Divrei Akol, that it's according to everyone, both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And then at the end, when we have the Girsa, El Saber Chizki Kamri Beit Shammai, Atam Grab Yehuda, they wipe out that Girsa. They say, if you go to the Gemara Menachot, that Girsa doesn't exist. So they leave out that line at the end, El Saber Chizki Kamri Beit Shammai, Atam Grab Yehuda. And they say, no, that when we say Hadar Beit Chizkiya, that means that he went to learn like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Diriakul, and he doesn't set up like Beit Shammai at all. So that would be the difference. Tosfot and the Rosh believe when Hadar Beit Chizkiya means that he goes to learn like Rabbi Yochanan now. Whereas the Mefarish believe that when it says Hadar Beit Chizkiya means that he still thinks it's only Beit Shammai, but it's a different Beit Shammai here. It's not the Beit Shammai of our Mishnah, it's the Beit Shammai of Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Min HaDoshim, even if he says from lentils, it still works. And that even if he says Arei Alai Mincha Min HaDoshim, that is still considered to be a good neder. So isn't Rabbi Yochanan the one who said the whole reason why it works over here by Hari Alai Mincha Min HaSeorim works over here? Because he says, had I known it doesn't work by Seorim, I would have done it like, I would have done it Minachitim. Right, so now that's only Shayach when he talks about something that's relevant to the class of Minachot. If he talks about Seorim, I thought I could bring a Mincha from Seorim because I know there are other Minachot from Seorim. You tell me you can't bring him Seorim, I meant to bring it from Chitim, I wanted to bring a Mincha. But he says that Hashim, he can't be talking about a Mincha. There's no such thing as lentils in the world of Menachot. So he says, Arei Alai Mincha Min HaDoshim, it's as if he said nothing meaningful. Even he says later on, I really meant to bring it from a Chitim, We don't believe that that's a valid change. Why? Because he wasn't bringing a minchot to start with. He wasn't within the world of minachot, so he can't change to another part of the world of minachot. Where it says, no, the devar of the Chizkiyu Gamar. He's saying it in the words of Chizkiyu. Oh, you, Chizkiyu, say what? The Mishnah Minachos force you to say that Adoshim are not included, but Seorim are included. I don't believe that's true. Even Adoshim could be included in the Mishnah Minachos. Ah, why did the Mishnah Minachos write Seorim and not Adoshim? At my time, Kahadart Bechol, why did you change your position, Rechizkiya, Mishum Lo Tani Min Adoshim? Because in the Mishnah Minachos, it doesn't include the term Min Adoshim, but only Min Adoshim. Dimalomi Boikomar. Maybe the Mishnah is trying to teach you a bigger Chiddush by saying Seorim and not Adoshim. Lomi by Kamar Madashim, the mighty Mincha Maliyotso. Right? Why? By when he says Adashim, it's clear that he brings a Mincha. Why? We say he said Arayalai Mincha, now he has to bring a Mincha. When he says Min Adashim, he's trying to reverse what he said earlier. He can't reverse it. Once he's made a statement, once he's made something hektesh, he can't go back and try to change it afterwards by saying Min Adashim. But when he says Se'orim, maybe he's not coming to reverse his statement, but be mifareish to explain his statement. I want to bring a mincha that works like a mincha sota or a mincha omer that works like Se'orim. So he's not saying, he's not trying to reverse his first statement, but he's saying, I want to bring the mincha omer, or I want to bring a mincha sota. He's being mifareish explaining his first statement. It's not a reversal. Right, so then kiktoshi lo lo. If that works, then good. If not, not. So kamash malon, the chiddush is in the Mishnah Menachos, the mighty minas chitim, that even in a case where it uses seorim, where it's plausible to explain that its statement is really being mifareish, right, being mifareish, detailing what his first statement or mincha means mina seorim. Nevertheless, we say no. It's as if he said minachitim, and we say he still has to bring a chitim. Adashim is not a chiddush at all. Adashim is clear that he was trying to reverse his first statement, and he can't do that, so of course he has to bring Minachitim. And that's the Chiddush. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says to Chizkiya, why do you have to reverse your position? Because it doesn't say Adashim. Even Seorim could be a bigger Chiddush than Adashim, and that's why the Mishnah wrote Seorim and not Adashim. If that's the case, that you could still hold on to your position. You don't have to reverse your position or change your mind and say, because the way the Mishnah wrote it is so rim, that it's not like Beit Shammai, either Beit Shammai of our Tanakhama, or according to Tosfos in the Rosh, that he still holds that it's Beit Shammai, and not like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Divrei Yaakov. Okay, we'll stop here.